Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Gregory Stories, the radio show about the life and times of Gregory Girard, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter. Your host is Gregory Girard, a.k.a. G-Money, the self-proclaimed pimp comic, and the teacher from the streets. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard. You can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, and leave a comment. If you're an artist with original music or lyrics, just send your press kit to Gregory at bigmouthgbg@juno.com. On today's show, Gregory tells more stories from his life and takes calls from his listening audience. To listen in or join the conversation, go to blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard or call 563-999-3560. That's 563-999-3560. And now, here's your host, Gregory Girard.
Big bang,
back, metal back.
I'm G Money, the pimp champ. And if you didn't know, now you know.
The money man, I'm the money man. I'm the money man. Yeah, I got the money.
Big bang track metal bag. Big bang track metal bag. Big bang track metal bag. Big bang track metal bag.
Yo, what's up, Las Vegas? And everybody around the world, this is G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I'm hosting Gregory's Stories Talk Radio Show. That's right, it's an internet radio show where I'm broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents, so everybody can listen to the activities I'm talking about. I have the best radio show on the planet. And I'm the entertainer of the year. So 2022. So welcome, everybody. Welcome, everybody, to G Money Stories Talk Radio Show. Yes, I'm G Money, and welcome to Talk Radio. All right, well, today we're going to talk about the problems that they have in the United States. You know, we talked about the United States coming to the aid of all of the countries around the world when they were involved in wars. They always asked the United States to come and help them out, to come support to win the war. And just like right now, Ukraine is being attacked by Russia. Well, the Ukraine is interested in the United States helping them fight the war. They're asking us to supply them with military weapons, to supply them with food, with supply them with money so that they can buy other military weapons and so they can buy medical supplies for the injured people that are wounded in the war. And they're hoping that some of the people are able to get out of the Ukraine and be able to go into other countries for asylum. And we can believe that they got some people from the Ukraine that's trying to get to the USA so that they can stay in the United States and survive the war. The United States is always the place where people come to escape their sovereignty, to escape their bad situations in their country. They think that they can come to America, and this is the land of the free and the home of the brave. So that's why they want to come to America. Everybody wants to come to America to get away from all of the devilish and the violence that's going on in their country. I mean, they try to escape to the countries next to them, like the Ukraine is trying to escape to Poland and to Germany and to some of the other countries that are next door to them, trying to get away from Russia and the soldiers that are coming in, invading their country from Russia. Yes, Putin has put the word out that he wants his soldiers to take over the Ukraine, and he wants to get the oil and the natural gas from the Ukraine, and he's trying to take over the land because the land used to be part of Russia, and now he wants the property back. He wants to take control of the property so he can build up his country again and make it big and powerful like it used to be back in the early days. So he's at war with the Ukraine, trying to get his country back. And the Ukrainians don't want to give it up. They like the fact that they live in freedom and they live in a democracy and they live without the fear of being told what to do and how to do it. So now Putin has changed his mind, and over 20 years, he's let them live in peace. But suddenly, he wants to come in and take the country back, and he's taking it by any means necessary, by weapons of military mass destruction. He sent soldiers into the Ukraine to take control of the country, to kill all of the humans in the Ukraine. And the Ukraine has sent all of their females and their children out of the country to settle in other countries so they could get away from the violence that the Russians are bringing, the soldiers that are bringing violence to the Ukraine. And the only people that have stayed in the Ukraine is the men that have stayed to fight for their freedom. They decided to fight the Russians, and they are giving up, not giving up without a fight. They're determined they're going to win the war, and they're asking the United States to help supply them with money and supply them with military weapons and supply them with medical assistance and to supply them with all of the necessary weapons and tactics so that they can win the war against the Russians. And the United States is doing what we can do. We shut down, put an embargo on the oil and the natural gas so that the Russians aren't making any money with the sale of their natural gas to all the European countries. And the United States has stopped buying natural gas from Russia, so that Russia isn't making a lot of money selling the natural gas. And with the money that they're making, they're fighting the war against the Ukraine. So the United States has shut off their purchasing of natural gas from Russia, which is shutting Russia's money down. And the United States has also shut their American banks down to Russia so that Russia can't make any money and they can't get access to the bank accounts that they have in America. And their rubles are going down in value and they're not being able to use the rubles to pay for their fighting, to pay for their weapons and their military. So it's getting kind of tough for the Russians to fight the Ukraine because they're running short on weapons. They're running short on food. And the country of Russia is suffering because the people in Russia are suffering, because they can't run the businesses and they can't make money in Russia because of the war. Putin has taken all of the money and put it toward his war effort, and the Russians aren't able to to live in comfort because Putin has taken all of their money and put it toward the war. So that's what's going on in Russia. And the Russians are having a hard time. They're trying to escape and get away to another country so that they can live in peace. They're not really interested in fighting in the war. Their soldiers are not really competent in fighting in the war. They're 18 and 19-year-old soldiers that really have no war experience. They are fighting because that's what they're told to do. And they really are not trained to be soldiers because they're young. But they're doing what they're told to do. And they're not doing it very well. The Ukraine are fighting very well. They know how to use their weapons. They know how to fight. And they're standing tall and fighting with the weapons that they're getting from the other countries. Because all of NATO is supplying weapons to the Ukraine along with the USA. They're supplying weapons for them. And they're fighting with everything they have. They are fighting to the death for their freedom and for their country. So that's what's going on in the Ukraine. And the United States is trying to support them, but we refuse to go in and fight their war because it's not our war. The United States has been involved in too many wars that weren't our wars. We just jumped in and tried to help everybody. And our soldiers, our military was getting killed fighting other people's wars. And so we decided that we're not going to fight in this war. We will supply them with supplies and military and medical supplies, but we won't put boots on the ground. We won't send soldiers to train the Ukraine, and we won't send soldiers to fight their fight because this is not our war. The USA is deciding that they're going to stay out of the war, and they're going to put an embargo in for all of the Russian supplies and the oil and the natural gas. So they're not buying any supplies from Russia. So they're cutting their money down so that Russia can't benefit with the extra money to help build their military. So that's what's going on between Russia and the UK and the United States of America. Now, like I said, the United States has their own problems. We have racial problems in the United States. We have blacks against whites. We have Asians against Hispanics. We have problems in our country that we need to solve. And we especially have problems between our police and our black community. We are having drama in the neighborhood. We're having black men are being killed by white policemen, and they're killing black people, women, and men for minor traffic tickets that ends up being a death sentence. And we don't understand it, but we're learning that we got to watch our back when we deal with the police. And that's just the way it is. we grow up in the city and we learn to watch our back because of what's going on. But America has a lot of problems. We have the New Deal, the Green Deal, which is stopping the oil pipes. They shut down the oil that could supply gas and natural oil to a lot of the citizens in the United States. But since they shut down the pipeline, they cut off a lot of jobs in America. Hundreds of thousands of people have lost their jobs because they're trying to improve the air quality in America. They're trying to improve the water quality in America. And they're not doing any mining in the hills of Tennessee and in the hills of Montana and South and North Dakota. They're not doing any drilling or any minerals in the mountains anymore, which is shutting down a lot of the jobs for the miners in those states, because we're trying to preserve the natural maintenance of the mountains and the hills of the country, of the state. And that's some of the problems that we have here in America. We're having a problem with the virus that came from China that is attacking a lot of people in the United States. We had over 800,000 people die because of the virus attacked the people and they died. And our medical supplies were really limited and we weren't able to take care of all the people that got sick. So a lot of people died. But we are sending money and medical supplies to China. And they're the ones that caused us to have the virus. So that's a problem that the United States has. We're sending money and medical supplies all over the world, trying to help all the countries survive the virus, which started in China. But the United States is trying to heal all of the problems that all the countries are suffering around the world, because we are the powerful United States of America. So I'm saying that the United States has a problem. We need to help ourselves and stop helping everybody else first and help ourselves first. And then we can step up and help other people. Now, I'm G Money, and I'm hosting Gregory's Stories. This is talk radio. So if you have something that you want to share with our listening audience, you have comments that you want to make about my comment, or you have questions you want to ask about the situation that I presented to the world, well, then give us a call at 563-999-3560. And I'm G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I'm hosting Talk Radio. All right. Well, I think we should take a commercial break now. DJ Papa D, let's take a commercial break and play one of my songs. How about the Divine Nine? Play the Divine Nine for the listening audience. And we'll be back for more of the show in a minute. I'm talking about the Divine Nine. I'm talking about the Divine Nine. Alpha Phi Alpha fraternity. It was founded in 1906. They wear black and gold. And then there's Kappa Alpha Psi fraternity. It was founded in 1911. They wear crimson and cream. And then it's Omega Psi Phi fraternity. They founded in 1911. They wear purple and gold. Then we got Phi Beta Sigma fraternity. They were founded in 1914, and they wear royal blue and diamond white. Then there's Iota Phi Beta. They were founded in 1963, and they wear brown and gold. That's the end of the fraternity. Now for the sorority, for the women, Alpha Kappa Alpha sorority. They were founded in 1908, and they wear pink and green. Then you got Delta Sigma Theta sorority. They were founded in 1913, and they wear red and white. And then you got Zeta Phi Zeta sorority. They wear royal blue and diamond white. And they founded in 1920. And then you got Sigma Gamma Rho. It was founded in 1922. And they wear golden blue. And I'm telling you about the Divine Nine. God bless the Divine Nine. Oh, hallelujah to the Divine Nine. They volunteered to work in the soup kitchen so they could feed low income, the homeless and the poor. I'm talking about the Divine Nine. They volunteered to work in the hospital with doctors and nurses and healed the soldiers that were wounded in the war. World War I, World War II, and the Vietnam War. I'm talking about the Divine Nine. And I want to tell you about the group that volunteered to teach black kids in the South when it was illegal to teach black kids to read and write. I'm talking about the Divine Nine. Then they hosted fundraisers and gave the money to the charities so they could give away college scholarships to high school seniors. I'm talking about the Divine Nine. I'm talking about blacks that marched all over the world for civil rights. They complained about the white policemen killing black people in evil murders. a joy story. I'm talking about the Divine Nine. I'm talking about marching on Million Man March, walking, marching on Washington, D.C. with Farrakhan talks to the black men. He told them they need to take control of their house and their families. I'm talking about the Divine Nine. I'm talking about women working for civil rights, equal work for equal pay. I'm talking about the Divine Nine. I'm talking about crossing across the state and thinking men and whites only dress in white. I'm talking about the Divine Nine. I'm talking about blacks marching on Selma Bridge for the right of blacks to vote with John Lewis and Martin Luther King Jr. I'm talking about the Divine Nine. I'm talking about integration, pro sports, football, basketball, baseball, track, golf, tennis, and sports like that. I'm talking about the Divine Nine. God bless the Divine Nine. I'm talking about black and gold, crimson and green, purple and gold, royal blue and diamond white, and black, brown and gold. Talking about the men, now the women of the Divine Nine. Pink and green, red and white, royal blue and diamond white, and golden blue. I'm talking about the Divine Nine. God bless the Divine Nine. All hail to the Divine Nine. All hail to the Divine Nine. God bless the Divine Nine. I'm talking about the Divine Nine. I'm D-Money, the pimp, tell. If you didn't know, you better ask somebody. I'm D-Money, the pimp, tell. If you didn't know, you better ask somebody. And they'll tell you it's so, 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 so. That's the way it is. That's the way it is. That's the way it is. Don't you know that's how it goes? That's the way it is. That's the way it is. Don't you know? That's how it goes.
My comedy album is going to be a big hit. So get your checkbooks ready. Get your credit cards ready and order the comedy album so that you can have big laughs at your house.
We have a store on Storytime with GMoney.com where you can buy all kind of G-Money products, everything from towels to blankets, from cups to shot glasses, from T-shirts to baseball caps, and from beanies to hoodies. Yes, we have it all. So just put in your order, and you'll get it with the G, with the $3 sign. That's G Money. That's my symbol, and that's my brand. G with $3 signs is a symbol that you want to look for. And we're having a contest to see who can have the most G-Money products in their room. So take a picture of yourself with all your G-Money gear and send it to us, and we'll put you on the internet and make you famous on YouTube.
And we looked up, and the blunt had gone all the way to the top of the arena.
Big Mouth Productions and G-House Media presents.
I hate being wet. In fact, I get mad when I got to take a shower.
The one you've been waiting for.
And when we finish with the front side, I'll turn you over and do the back.
G-Money, the teacher from the streets.
And I was like, a DUI? How did I get a DUI?
G-Money, the pimp comic.
I like crack. Boy, crack is the shit.
You don't want to sleep on this one.
I had been drinking, so I was feeling no pain, and I was driving.
G-Money, the pimp comic and teacher from the streets, coming soon to a liquor store near you.
This is G-Money, and I was telling you my comedy album is coming, and it's here. You can go to storytimewithgmoney.com. So pick up a few albums and pick the ones you want, but they're available right now on storytimewithgmoney.com. That's where they're located. Ladies and gentlemen, may I have your attention? Would you like to make a lot of money? Would you like to increase your wealth? Would you like to be rich? Would you like to increase your personal net worth? Well, you need to join G-Money's wealth building team. Join Team We Believe. That's right. You can join the team by going to Gregory G. Money Girard's Facebook page, or go to Storytime with G. Money and sign up with GS Partners and join the wealth building team. That's right. We're building wealth in the communities all over the world. So all you have to do, sign up and become a member of GS Partners Wealth Building Situation. And you can start collecting G999 coins. The more coins you own, the more money you can make. And the more money you make, the richer you can be. You can increase your personal wealth by millions of dollars. So contact G-Money Radio Show and listen to the daily report on the value of the G999 coin for your networking pleasure. The more coins you own, the more money you'll make. So join Team We Believe. You can be rich.
Listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I'm hosting Gregory's Stories.
talk radio show. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right. I'm broadcasting on 7 continents. So everybody can pull up the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I have the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year for 2022. So welcome, everybody, to Gregory's Story Talk Radio Show. Now, we've been talking about the problems that they have in the United States of America. And we didn't even say anything about all the people that are trying to get into America from the south. They're coming in from Mexico, and they're trying to get in through the southern parts of the United States, and they're trying to become citizens. Well, they got a couple of rules that says that they can't just come into America and become a citizen. They have to wait until they can pass a few of the tests and they can prove themselves worthy of being citizens in the U.S. of A. They have to prove that they're bringing something to benefit the country. They can't just say they want to come here and live here, even though a lot of them are coming from countries where they're having wars and they're having hard times with the people in the cities in the different countries. Now, in South, in Mexico, they had a lot of kids that were separated from their parents. And now they're all in detention in a camp full of kids. And the south end of the United States. And they're waiting. And our officials that are handling the kids at the border are trying to find their parents and trying to connect them with their parents before they come back to the United States. They're trying to connect them with their parents so these kids can have family and not just come back to the United States and be a burden on the U.S. of A. So we're trying to find their parents. When they got separated, either crossing the desert coming from Mexico or they're coming in from South America and they're trying to get away from the violence that was in their country. So they've joined Taliban's and trying and they're trying to get away from the problems in their country, and they're coming to the United States. And so we're trying to find their parents so we can reunite them with their parents instead of having these kids come and be a member on our economic society. In other words, making them a part of the economic class, making them so that they have to be taken care of by the government. They have to be on food stamps, or they have to be on financial aid, or something of that sort. We're trying to reunite them with their parents so that they can be in a productive home and be taken care of. Yes, that's one of the major problems that the United States has, and we're trying to solve the problem with all of these people coming in from all of these different countries where they were at war, and they escape the war to come to the United States because they heard, they found out that we're the land of the free and the home of the brave. So that's what they're looking for, freedom and justice and equality. That's what they're looking for. Well, all right. Well, I want to play another song before I get out of here. I want to play. What do I want to play? I want to play. I want to play. I want to play. What song did I want to play? Old School Flow. That's what I want to play. Old School Flow before we get out of here. And maybe we can play another song too. Old School Flow. After that, I want to talk about the NCAA tournament just to say a few things about the four teams that made the Final Four. So let's listen to the song, Old School Flow, and we can come back and talk about the Final Four. Money, and I'm here to say I rap on the microphone like back in the day. I came to party, didn't come to play. Can't stop me now, hit five all day. I'm G-Money, number one on the mic. Got diamonds on my fingers, the kind that you like. Got my name on my hat and my name on my shoes. Step master of the blue flight, blue stepping crew. I'm G-Money, used to live in the park, getting high with my homeboys in the park after dark. The camp was a lot, and in the desert first, the camp blew up like a battlefield nurse. I'm G-Money, and I'm blowing up the spot. Got all of my homeboys smoking up all my pot. All of my ladies singing, ready or not. All my lyrics, big, nasty, and hot. I'm hot like a blazing fire, burning up the planet. Double date with Christy and her roommate, Janet. All of my women cooking home-cooked meals. My skin is shined up like a black seal. I'm G-Money, ladies love my style. I'm cool in the neighborhood, they love my smile. I'm running through the city and I'm walking for a mile. Don't call me on the phone unless you call my dial. I'm G-Money, it's a family affair. I'm hanging with the homies and we go everywhere. They say I'm so fly, they call me Savoir Faire. Girls in my neighborhood, French braid my hair. I'm G-Money, and I'm swinging on a swing. Like a gangster on the run, I'm like a street king. I'm G-Money, and I want the world to know I'm an OG gangster with the old school flow. 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 I'm G-Money, and I want the world to know I'm a straight OG with the old school flow. Old school flow. Old school flow. I'm G-Money, and I'm here to say I rap
on a microphone like back in the day. Came to party, didn't come to play. Can't stop me now, 6-5 all day. I'm G Bunny, the pimp come. And if you didn't know, now you know. And now that you know, go and tell somebody. Heard me? Yeah, what's up, Las Vegas, and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I'm hosting Gregory's Story Talk Radio Show. Now, before we get out of here, I just want to say we got the Final Four playing tonight and tomorrow, and then the winner is going to play Monday night for the National Championship. So I want to say I got three dogs in the fight. I got Duke playing in the fight, and I got Kansas playing in the fight. I thought North Carolina was going to get beat, and I was hoping that Villanova survived. So I got three of the four dogs in the fight, but North Carolina is going to be playing against Duke either tonight or tomorrow night. And then Kansas is going to play Villanova. And that's going to be a powerful game. So watch out. I'm thinking that Duke is going to win the whole thing because their coach is retiring after 43 years of coaching, being the winningest coach in national basketball history. Yes, he has been the winningest coach. He took over the basketball program at Duke University, and he's brought him to being the number one basketball team in the country. They've won the national title like 5 times in the history of NCAA basketball. So Mike Krzyzewski, the last game that Duke plays, I hope you win so that you can go out as a winner. You were the coach for the USA Olympic team, and you won, and you were a world champion. You got gold medals for coaching the Olympic team, and you got the number one college basketball team in the country. They've been number one for about 7 years in your 43 years that you've been coaching. So I want you to go out with the win. I want you to play North Carolina, and this will be the first time you played North Carolina in the history of the two sports programs at your college. And I hope you win, although I like North Carolina too. But I hope Duke wins because Mike Krzyzewski is going out a winner. I want him to be the number one coach and win the national championship for him to retire after. So good luck, Mike Krzyzewski, and your basketball from Duke University. May you guys play well, and may God bless you on your endeavors to be the number one basketball team in the country. Now we know we got some other good basketball teams. We got Kansas State University, where basketball was discovered. It was invented by a coach at Kansas State. He invented basketball in the 1940s. So Kansas is a basketball powerhouse. They've won the NCAA tournament more than 4 or 5 times. They are a national powerhouse. And they're playing Villanova. And Villanova has won the national championship 2 or 3 times. So they're a powerhouse basketball team. So 4 best basketball programs in the country are going to be playing tonight, tomorrow night, and then the champions, the winners of these 2 games, will play on Monday night for the national championship. So go Duke. Go Mike Krzyzewski. Good luck to you. In North Carolina, Duke University is in the same state with the University of North Carolina. All right. All right. DJ Papa D, the clock on the wall says that's all. It's time for us to give a birthday shout out to everybody that's born today on April 1st. So DJ, do we have birthdays for April 1st? I'm sure we got some people born today.
Yeah, we have a couple of birthdays. Happy birthday to Jonetta Michelle, firstborn Hardy. Tonya Wiley is 49 years old today. Reggie Evans has a birthday. Happy birthday to Frankie D. Andrews, who's 52 years old. B. Victoria Cook has a birthday today. Camilla Davis is 30 years old today. Joseph Morton is 46 years old today. Arthur Smith is 65 years old today. Happy birthday, Arthur. Happy birthday, Charles Gaines. And last but not least, happy birthday, Tommy Woods.
I just need to sing the birthday.
And that's it for your April 1st, April Fool's Day birthday. On April 1st, 2022.
My CNA should be in here together. All right. All right, now. Have a good weekend. All right. Well, happy birthday to all of those that are celebrating their birthday today on April 1st. I hope it's a pleasant day for you to be born today on April 1st. So may you have all the good things and the good blessings being bestowed upon you on April 1st. And I want to wish you the best, and may you get some tonight. You know, I mean, some cake or some ice cream or some pie or something. And it ain't no fun if the homies can't have none. So I want to wish you a happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear people. Happy birthday to you and many, many more. That's right. Happy birthday to y'all. Have a good time and make sure you get some love and attention from the loved ones in your world. May it, God bless you, and may you have the blessings that you deserve in your life. I'll see you on Monday, when I'm back on the radio at 3 o'clock on Monday, and I don't know, maybe we'll be talking about the NCAA championship game that night. I hope it'll be Duke, and Kansas is a team I'm expecting to play for the national championship. So I want to say it's time for us to pray. Let's get rid of this virus and get rid of all of the evil that's in the world today. So DJ Papa D, let's pray.
Talking to you as Reverend G. Money, because I've read in the Bible that says if two or more people come together in my name, I will be there. Well, I hope we had more than two people praying with me so that God could be in our midst and help us get through this situation, because only God can stop this virus. Since we're not smart enough to stop it ourselves. So I want to take my platform, take my radio show, and I want to use this opportunity so that we can pray to God. I think we should have prayer, and all of the listeners can join me in prayer. And I pray that God gives me the words and the wisdom to say the right thing and gives me the knowledge to impress everybody with my wisdom and have the Holy Spirit bless me at this time. In the name of God the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, I pray to you that you come down and you dissolve this virus that's affecting everybody around the world. I ask that you stop the death and the dying, and you stop the machine guns and the killing on the planet, and you stop the burials and the wars that are going on the planet. I ask that you come in and you interrupt the devil for what he's trying to do to the earth. I ask that you stop the virus and slow down or eliminate all the deaths from the virus in the United States and around the world. I ask you, Lord, that you take control of the school district, so that they do the right thing, so that kids don't go to school and infect their teachers and infect other students with the virus, the ones that have the virus, or the ones that don't even know if they have the virus, but they're going to school and being in crowded classrooms anyway. Lord, I ask you to stop all the prejudice and all the gun violence in the world, that we can stop people from killing each other, that we can interrupt all of the hate and the prejudice on the planet, that we can stop the wars on the planet, and that we can live in peace and harmony, that black and white and Asians and Mexicans and Indians can all get along, because we're all in this place together and we are living for the purpose of trying to be good citizens. And we ask that you bless us with your graces and stop all of the violence and get rid of all of the evil that the devil is presenting to the planet. And you pray for our president, because we really didn't know what we were doing when we elected Donald Trump as president. He's really turning out to be an idiot. And we need to have some real leadership in this time of pandemic affairs. So I ask you, Lord, in the name of God, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, I ask you to bless us and save us from all of the ignorance that's bestowed upon us on this planet. And I also want to pray that we get the cure for the virus. Lord Jesus, I ask you, since you are the Savior of the world, to continue to bless us and look over us and look after us as we are doing the best we can to exist on this planet together among each other. For thy is the kingdom, the power, and the glory is yours, now and forever. And in your name, I say, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Lord God on high. Amen.
Thank you for joining Gregory Gerard on Blog Talk Radio. Gregory Stories is live on the air every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday at 3 p.m. Las Vegas time. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard, where you can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, leave a comment, and find him on social media. If you are a talented artist with original music, send your press kit and a sample of your original music to Gregory Gerard at BigMouthGVGPromotions@gmail.com. If you're interested in becoming a sponsor, contact Gregory at BigMouthGVGPromotions@gmail.com. If you're interested in learning more about how you can help solve homelessness in Las Vegas, contact Gregory Gerard at BigMouthGVGPromotions@gmail.com. Gregory Stories is produced by Big Nasty Records, a subsidiary of Big Nasty Promotions, LLC.